Hey, it's Jasmine Love, and your reality check is coming up with the Mario Washington. But also on the way, I have some music from Miller J, Mary J. Blige, and a throwback from Jagged Edge. You know how we do, the dopest mix of R&B jams from yesterday and today, right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Time on my hand, since you've been away, boy, plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly, driving me insane. Boy, I'm going down.
Find out all things Good Old Boys at facebook.com/thegoodoldboys.
Oh, you drink, oh, you drink, yeah.
my head to do true. You know how to be out of my head to be still true. See, I love you, but I don't like that. Keep leaving and coming right back to you. Before we start to pick up, and calling each other out our names for needing to pick us. Arguing over all of that small sh- keeps getting bigger. Give me a Corona out the kitchen. Oh, 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 oh. Do we drink or we break up?
Source for entertainment news presented by the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Each week we give you the lowdown on artists and athletes everywhere. We also preview upcoming movies and music. It's the Weekly Word every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Pour a glass of fine wine and run that bubble bath and slow it down with Big Daddy Suede in the bedroom.
Welcome to the bedroom.
Let Suede give you a sonic massage every week in the bedroom.
Pour that favorite drink, run that bubble bath, get close to that special someone.
On the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
What's good for you, what's good for me.
You're listening to Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Represent your side like me. Round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. Cry shot, a couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lanes, walk insane.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way with a Bacardi, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that. You know, I can't forget about my club. Where the party at? And all my girls.
In their best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked out. Your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way with a Bacardi at. Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my love. Where the party at?
Oh, my God.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-L. Buying bottle up to the ain't none left. I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep. I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at? Come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright spiffed. Two-way, food and make it like you missed it.
On the way with a Bacardi, bottles and models talking all of that.
Put your hands up, throw 'em up. Everybody put your hands up, throw 'em. And the beat come back around. Everybody do the
dance. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah.
Do my south side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah.
And them haters ain't hitting on. Ain't talking about her. And they look like
the party's where you're at.
Real conversations, real solutions, real people.
That's the reality.
The Reality Check with Jasmine Love. I'm a good old boy's radio network.
Yes, it's the Reality Check. Jasmine Love, the Mario Washington. We holding you down. It's the good old boys radio network. Mario, let them know the website they could go check out more about the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
That's thegoodoldboys.net. Now, we got all that you want on that
you
website.
You sound straight. Yo, we got...
we got it all, man. We got pictures. We got the audio that you want. Like, we got podcasts and stuff, man. We got our shows on there. And everybody can get to see pictures of Jasmine Love. Isn't that why you want to go to the website? thegoodoldboys.net.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
I would rather you follow me on Instagram or something and look at my pictures. Go into the website to see my picture.
Hey, it happens. I look at the stats. God. I look at the stats, and nobody's pages get viewed more than Jasmine Love and In Murder from the Larry P. Show. Oh, so why God. Is that?
And that's a good thing. I mean, I got some sexy girls on the team.
That's right.
Shout out to M. Murder. Yeah, we are talking about the rule book when it comes to dating. You know, it's the rules that you're supposed to abide by. But apparently this rule book does not always equal to marriage. Going by these rules can sometimes prohibit you from finding the right person.
Yes. And then you've wasted 30 days.
30 days or 3 months or a whole marriage at that.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
worst thing, I can't imagine. If you're a virgin already, then fine. I think is you should definitely wait to marry.
Uh-oh.
What?
No.
If you are a virgin, I feel
like... Let me tell you something, man.
If you are an adult and you're in a virgin, there is no need for you to break your virginity now.
Look, let me tell you something.
It's not.
That's insane. And I'm going to tell you why that's insane. My man, Thomas Geddes, his daddy said it best. You don't buy a car without test driving it.
No. What I'm saying is you're already a virgin and you're an adult.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
It does not matter. Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
If you're an adult and you're still a virgin and you're like almost 30, there's no need for you to have sex before marriage. You might as well wait to marriage. If you are already sexually active and you decide to wait till marriage, then I think it's okay if that's what you decide. I think the worst thing would be to get into a relationship and be unsatisfied with your husband sexually.
Well, that's
because you know the details about sex.
So because you're a virgin, that does that
you
mean,
have no idea.
That don't mean that you ain't gonna find out later.
So what? I just feel like if you waited that long, then why let someone who I feel like if you waited that long, then you should go ahead and wait it out.
I don't.
Why not?
Because, like I said, you need to know
if
what you're
getting. If you are a 35-year-old virgin, what is the purpose of having sex now? If you've been waiting till marriage this long, why would you break that now after 35 years?
If you've been,
you went through college and didn't have sex.
If you've been dating somebody and you're dating somebody that long.
And they know you're a virgin, they should respect that.
Okay, well, the only way that works is if he's also a virgin.
No, I don't think that's true.
Well, whatever. I mean, because you're not gonna marry me without giving me something first.
Oh, that's crazy. You sound very.
We will not be getting married because I'm gonna know what I'm getting.
I think waiting until marriage is a beautiful thing, especially if two people have agreed on it. One of the best things I admire about Megan Good and her husband, you know, he's a minister, is that they waited till sex. Granted,
man, you believe
they were
that.
Only. Yeah,
you
they were only
that.
Dating for, I really do. Mm. Granted, they were only dating for 1 year.
Let me tell you something.
Which I don't think is a long time to go without sex.
Yeah, well.
1 year is not that
it's not,
long.
But I will tell
they're
you
writing
this,
a book. Ladies, they are writing a book.
I don't
believe
it.
Regardless if Mario believes it or not.
I
it doesn't
don't
matter if you believe it.
It
or not. They're writing a book about waiting until marriage. Also, another couple who claimed that they waited to marriage was Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. I believe that Mariah Carey did not give the little youngin' any.
Man, please. And then so did Jay-Z and Beyonce wait until she was 18?
No. No, not at all.
Until she was 18.
While she was underage. Definitely.
Yeah, he like them young like that. That's what Foxy Brown say.
Who cares? Who want a young, pretty white tee? I mean, I'm not hating on that.
So that's legal, huh? Like, it's
it doesn't
legal.
Matter. Oh, is selling drugs legal? Who cares? Yeah, we talk about the rule book.
Yeah.
In a reality check, the Mario Washington and Jasmine Love. Now, even though the 30 rule thing can go, you know, either way, not necessarily 30 rule, but the waiting for sex thing. What about when it comes to calling? When you get someone's number for the first time, who's supposed to call first, the man or the woman?
Well, if you old school, then yeah, the man's supposed to make that first move.
The rule book says the man is supposed to call first.
But,
is that effective?
I mean, most of the time, when I've met women, I got their number. And, you know, they don't get my number because I may not call you. I mean, there were times that I've waited weeks before calling.
Yeah, I would not talk to you.
Why?
Weeks? I probably forgot who you are.
No, you don't. Guess I'm Mario Washington. No, I mean, there's no way that you're going to forget me.
I totally forgot who you are at that point. And for two, what took you so long? That's way too long. All those weeks, that really means you're not even that interested. And you probably just hit this person up because you was bored. And you was like, oh, yeah, I forgot I got this number.
No, I don't want them to think that I'm that interested.
I don't think that okay, you wait in a couple of days. Two, 3 days, okay, but 2-3 weeks.
I've waited.
It's 2014. I know you ain't getting no play.
The longest I've waited, I mean, this was a long time ago, so.
Exactly. We're talking about the rule book today.
The longest I waited was like four weeks, a month.
That's a month, yeah. I would not talk to you.
Yeah, well, it works.
It worked back then. Try it today. I want you to try it today.
So that won't work today, huh?
No, it would not. Mm. Are you serious?
It might.
You want to wait 4 weeks to hit a female up and think she's going to pay you any attention? She done met how many more dudes since then? Especially if she's single
but she
and lurking.
Ain't met Mario Washington.
Mario Washington is going to be without a female friend by waiting 4 weeks to hit her up after you get that number.
Well, then that's her fault, then. I don't care.
No, yes, you do. You do care. That's why you waited 4 weeks, trying to make it seem like you ain't want it like that. You do care. Don't say you don't care. But, like, what is... Never mind. We can't even talk about that with you, because clearly you're on this 4 week step. I was going to ask you, what do you think is a good amount of time?
I would say a couple days.
2-3 days.
Yeah. Like, at the most a week.
A lot of dudes hit you up like within an hour.
That's insane. That thing is thirsty.
They hit you up within an hour.
Yeah, not doing that. unless we met at the club and then I'm trying to like, you know,
take her to breakfast and then take her home to smash.
I mean, nah. I mean, well, yeah, but
exactly.
I mean,
if we've
already talked like after we exchange numbers about like going to like the Waffle House or something like that after the club, then yeah. But I'm talking about like, you know, you hit somebody up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, so what's up? I just decided to call you. I mean, that's insane to me.
You get no more love after that.
Right, that's crazy.
You
to
get
me.
No more play. The next day. You can hit somebody up the next day, like, I would like to take you out to dinner.
You know, but you see what I was talking about, like, back in my day, you know, they ain't been no text messaging and stuff.
You had to write
like
letters and stuff,
yeah. Yeah, so, like, you had to, like, you know, you was going to pick up that phone and call. Either, like, you gave her the pager number or something like that, and then, you know, she hit you on that. Then you hit her back. But then a lot of times, girls don't be wanting to hit you on the pager first either.
Yeah.
Back then.
All right, so we're going to continue talking about the rule book and if it's still relevant to today. Y'all keep it locked right here. Jasmine Love, Andy Mario Washington. We chilling on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hey, love, love.
Was whatever.
Tell me whatever hell made
us think this was gonna be bad. And now I'm telling you lies, all because I hate to see the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and eat it till I'm a guy. And of course you don't understand, but you would if you thought like a man.
Money and it's so expensive. Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Bentley backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. 5-carat yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the trunk, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm balling at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you tell me everything. Yeah, you show me how to think. You're the only one to blame. It's such a shame. Yeah, she lost the game, you tell me how to play.
Good Ol' Boys TV is your visual home for the Good Ol' Boys Radio Network. You'll find random videos of our personalities and affiliates. And you can find videos of us making our magic or just chilling. So you can get a glimpse of the lifestyle of what it's like to be a good old boy. Get Good Ol' Boys TV. All you have to do is log on to thegoodolboys.net and click on the Good Ol' Boys TV tab.
This broadcast is a copyrighted program produced entirely by the Good Ol' Boys Radio Network and parent company Water Cooter Industries, LLP. Any redistribution or reproduction of part or all of the contents of this program in any form without the express written permission by the Good Ol' Boys Radio Network is prohibited. For more information, log on to thegoodolboys.net.
You're listening to Jasmine Love on the Good Ol' Boys Radio Network.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Now we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
We want to know, man, we in a reality check. Me and D-Mario Washington going back and forth. How long should you wait to hit someone up after you just got their number? Don't be on that B. Here's Chris Brown. Jasmine Love, D-Mario Washington on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Conversations, real solutions, real people.
That's the reality.
The Reality Check with Jasmine Love.
Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Jasmine Love, D-Mario Washington. It's the Reality Check, man. We are talking about the dating book, the rule book. Does the rule book still apply to today's dating scene? And I think we're finding out that no, because clearly Mario said in our last segment before we went on break that he will wait a whole month before hitting a girl up after he met her.
I mean, like I said, that this was, you know, long time ago when that was in play.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that today. Nah.
Okay. So with that being said, if you exchange numbers, because a lot of times, especially the thirsties, they'll be like, take my number. Mm-hmm. You put the number in the phone and then they'll be like, call me so I can have yours. Mm-hmm. Or either, you know, you give them your number and they'll text you. You know, a lot of times, especially today, it's not too often that you walk away without both parties having the number, without exchanging the number.
That's so, well, you know what? If a dude is trying to make sure that the number is right, then he's thirsty. And I always tell my homies this, man. Like, give them your number. Don't ask for their number.
But how is, like, if you, like, find somebody that you're really interested in.
Okay.
I don't feel like that's being thirsty if you want to.
Make sure that you got they right number.
That's thirsty. Like, what if you heard it wrong? Yeah. I do it all the time, be typing in the wrong numbers. You know what
then,
I'm saying?
Then
like,
it just wasn't meant to be.
Oh, okay. You single?
I just put it this way here, man. Like, you know, I always say, you know, give her your number. And then if she hits you up, then she hits you up. If she don't, then, you know, you move on.
Okay, so with if a man was to give a female his number. Mm-hmm. Then that takes away from the man should be in the first one to call.
Hey, it's 2000.
Or that takes away from the man.
You know, if you still wanting that kind of chivalry or something, then you need to say no. You take my number. If she wanted that, then she would stop him from giving her his number. She would say no. You take my number. She would say something like that.
I just think it's just easier to exchange numbers. I feel like all of that extraness is extra. Just exchange numbers. What's the big deal?
How many times do you, like, you know, because you, like, then had a few drinks and stuff and you end up giving your number to somebody that you really didn't want to give your number to, and then they be hitting you up the next day talking on some nonsense?
Even when I'm drunk, I feel like I know who I really don't want to talk to. What?
Nobody knows that. Why they
you
drunk.
Don't think so?
Everybody is more attractive when you're drunk.
Yeah. I feel like I still have an idea of, like, ew. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
No.
But, you know, but I think that's
the only time that has happened to me to an extreme. I was very intoxicated one night. This was in my younger wild days.
Yeah.
And I exchanged numbers with a guy. And we were talking for about a week before we went on our first date or whatever. I think I told you this. He ended up being a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the craziest thing. I really thought he I thought he was mixed.
Yeah, well, you thought John B. was mixed.
And I clearly wasn't intoxicated.
No, not at all. But you know, he took it like a champ. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get mad about it.
You can't get mad. But I can't believe, I really thought the guy was mixed. I never thought he was just a white boy.
Yeah.
Well, like the guy I was talking to for a whole week, I would have never thought he was a white boy. But, okay, so what about the whole thing when going on the first date, the man is supposed to pay?
Well,
that's in the rule book.
A lot of times, and that's what I was talking about earlier with these older or whatever, and they're going to definitely be expecting you to take care of that bill on the first date.
Like, it's not even an expectation. I just feel like it's something that's supposed to happen.
I mean, is that something that I do? Of course. But I'm just saying that, you know, you
should. What's wrong with these youngins who feel like a woman should have to pay for her own meal on the first date?
I've never done that before.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying youngins these days.
But it has
come up in conversation.
You know, not to bring him out or nothing like that, man, but.
Don't call no names.
And maybe because he hang out with us all the time, so his mentality on it is different. Yeah, I ain't gonna call his name. But, you know, there's a young cat that works with us, and he always.
Mario be dry snitching, yo. I mean, be dry snitching. I said, don't even call it. Well, it's a cat that works with us. Just don't even say nothing. Just say it's a guy you know.
That narrows it down too. Like when right. You think about it. but he ain't never had a problem paying on that first date and stuff, man. And then, but you know, it makes it, you know, like he, I think that a lot of times people, you know, in that age group, they oftentimes think that because they've been told by slack, no good dudes that have been raising them and stuff, telling them, man, don't you be paying on no first date. What's wrong with you, boy? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like
that's
that.
That's crazy to me. You're supposed to pay on the first date. You're supposed to pay on the dates.
You're supposed unless to pay, period.
Unless she offers that she wants to do something.
Right. That's the way that I was raised.
And maybe that's what's wrong with these chicks, too.
Of course it is. Because it shows their thirst.
A whole lot. Like, you should feel offended.
Right. You know, unluckily for me, I ain't never experienced that one before.
All right. So another thing that has been in the rule book, especially because you hear a lot of older women talk. On the first date should be a very expensive date.
No, I don't
believe that either.
No. You know, Larry P always said that the first date's supposed to be at someplace like McAllister's. It's nice enough, you know what I'm saying, where it ain't like McDonald's. But
I don't
it's,
want
it's,
no dang on McAllister's.
I mean, a place like McAllister's.
If we're going on a lunch date, then, I mean, I guess we could go to Panera Bread. But
yeah, something like that.
We could go have lunch.
Where you're going to be under 25 for the meal. Because what if you get there and then you don't like this person and then you done drop 60? you know what I'm saying? You don't want to do that.
I mean, that's the price you pay.
Yeah, that's, no, that's not the price you pay.
You have to charge it to the game.
I'm not charging nothing in no game for that price.
Charge it to the game, man.
Sorry.
Are you serious? What's the big deal?
You crazy. That's not happening.
You can't take the cheap way out, like on a just in case.
Look, when you take somebody to a place like a Ruth's Chris or something like that, then that's supposed to feel special. That ain't supposed to be somebody you just met.
Okay, I mean, I guess it depends on the caliber of man you're talking about. But at the end of the day, if you're going on a dinner date, then you can't take a dinner date
to
on
Olive
a cheap
Garden.
Dinner. If that no, I don't even like Olive Garden. You
Red
should have.
Lobster.
I do like Olive Garden's Alfredo.
Yeah, I mean, but you know,
that's
you're not going to no high end restaurant on no first date. That's crazy.
Okay, I mean, you could go to a regular restaurant and she could still order up that bill.
She could, but if she tries that, then you know you're not gonna call her no more anyway.
Let me get
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's insane, man. Like, a girl on a first date, like, you're supposed to like be trying to find out if this person is like, you know, money hungry and stuff like that, man. You find that out quick, man, on the first date, and then you never call them again.
Okay, so another thing in the rule book about introducing a person to your friends, how long should you wait before you bring her around the homies or bring him around your girls?
Alright, is this somebody that you really like?
Yeah, I mean, y'all been on a couple dates.
Okay, if that's the case, then, you know, it's a while before she meet the friends. You know what I'm saying? But if it's somebody that I don't really like,
the friends are going to already know about the person, because clearly you're going to talk about
probably,
it in conversation.
But you don't get to meet them, because then that means that, you know, in her mind, that things have progressed to a certain level and stuff like that. And for me, you know what I'm saying, you don't get to meet my boys.
You know what I saying? Hate when someone takes me around their boys and we ain't even that cool yet.
Right. That's not cool to do.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I got into like a full blown argument with somebody about that recently.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you ain't even on good enough page. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? I don't want to be around your friends. Like, for what?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Like, because I feel like that's a major step. You know what I'm saying? Like, it may be like, you know, a homeboy or two. Like a little, you know, like nothing like serious and stuff like that, man. But, you know, you don't get to meet my homeboys, like the closest dudes to me, because I think that's a major step right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I don't really like you and I'm trying to do something else, you know what I'm saying? Then you get to meet them on the first night.
I feel like it's not that serious. Why do boys need to meet them?
No.
If you're gonna...
See, you're not reading the context clues right there. I said if I'm trying to do something else and I don't really like you like that, then, you know, you get to meet them on the first night.
What, you're going to run a train?
Probably.
It's childish.
I know, but I'm just saying. You know, but
okay, so what about meeting the family?
Yeah, you don't get to do that. Like, there's been only two girls that I was dating that got to meet my mom or introduce by me to my mom in my life. Only two. I don't do that right there.
Yeah. I mean, you might can meet my sisters
if I like you like that. I may bring you around to cousins, but even my mom, but it's larger when it comes to my father. I'm a daddy's girl, so you really got to be somebody before, you know, right. I feel like you should meet my father. Mm-hmm. I feel like no one I talk to really needs to know my daddy.
Yeah.
Unless we are, like, serious.
Right.
On the verge of getting married or something. Like, you don't need to know my dad. Well, you probably need to know him, but he doesn't need to know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like okay, that. And we got to get up out of here. But before we go, another thing about the rule book, that you should wait at least a year before moving in together. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I think you should wait even longer than that.
Longer than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, because, well, I do think this, and I always tell people this now, you should live together, you know, before
marriage.
Yeah, because you don't know who that person is until you live with that person.
All right, word. So some things about the rule book still...
Yeah, still definitely applies.
Still applies, yeah. But a lot of things needs to go out the door, right?
Right, right.
That's your reality check for the week. Y'all keep the lights right here. Your Kiss of Love is coming up next. It's the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Okay, okay, he's got my number and you can't want me, baby, here I am. Either you make the time or just forget me. I'm not trying to run your life. That's why I'm nobody's wife. When I want it, you gotta be ready. Then just forget it. The way's okay for you to go around. Today you better make a touchdown. You know what I like. Won't you accept it? Ooh, I don't want it all the time. But when I want it, you better make me smile. So give it to me right. Don't give it to me at all. I don't think you understand. If you can't please me, I know someone who can. Give it to me right. Don't give it to me at all.
New to goodoboys.net.
Say word, the most anticipated website in the history of the planet Earth. And now it's finally here, yo.
Yeah, man, I got all the latest information on the Good Old Boys Radio Show. Jasmine Love, The Larry P Show, and that sexy, suave Big Daddy Sway. Play me another one, Big Daddy.
Word, word, the all new thegoodoldboys.net.
Your kiss of love is on the way, so make sure you stay right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Just call and receive me, my sweet love.
Avon, Read Your Mind, right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Jasmine Love. I'm about to get up out of here, y'all. I got to do my kiss of love before I go. Got to give much love to DeMario Washington for stopping through, talking about those dating rules that just need to go out the door. But it's pretty simple. Even though some of those old-fashioned things that our grandparents and parents have taught us about dating are played out, do know that some things still apply today, mostly because there is a reason why they were applied in the first place. But at the same time, times are new and some things are just very unnecessary. Now, a lot of people no longer have respect and morals, so you don't want to lose yourself trying to accommodate them. But just be sure that with the decisions you are making, that they are not unreasonable. Make sure your standards are not out of control, okay? That's all I got for y'all this week. You know I got to go out with some reggae. Keep it locked right here. Your favorite station is going to continue to bring you the hits. Much love.
Shaking that sexy thing, cause she bounced it, bounced it, bounced it all up on me. So I go to New York to get a ring from Jacob. 10-carat canary ring is breaking me, but I got to let her know that she cannot leave. About to break it down, that remix, she talking on no. About to break it down, that remix, she talking on no. You should want to be. Girl, I love you forevermore. The 10-carat canary ring she accepts from me. And we start to spend no life living happily ever after. About to break it down, that remix, sugar, no, no. About to break it down, that remix, sugar, no, no. About to break it down, that remix, sugar, no, no. You said you don't know. You said you don't know.